Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire's Zero Play.
All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. This is your girl, Ms. Radio Sapphire. Oh my God, this whole thing is fucking up. This whole thing on Mixlr is fucking up right now. But it's all good. It's all good. Okay, we're going to have a great time tonight. Your girl is fresh off of her vacation from Ensenada, Mexico. That is in the Baja California area of Mexico, which is amazing. At a great fucking time. I'm live on Periscope right now, and I am so honored to have my girl Alex Chance. She's live on the Periscope, so if you want to join in on the chat right now through Periscope, just check me out. It's awesome because, you know, as I'm talking to you guys on air on Mixlr, I'm also letting you guys see me in my lair, aka my loft, where I will be doing shows for the rest of the month of July here. So for those who are like, what the fuck is Periscope? Well, Periscope is like the new frontier for radio broadcasting, I feel, and personally, just the best way to do it. Okay, so anyways, and if you're on Mixlr right now, you would also think it's great. So you guys definitely have to check me out. So your girl just got fresh off the cruise from Ensenada. I caught back on Friday. I did leave last Monday, so that's why I didn't do a live show, because I didn't really have Wi-Fi service until I hit Catalina, and there was no way in hell that a girl was going to spend $15 to almost $25 for some Wi-Fi. I'm sorry, but when I go on vacation, I go on vacation. That means no phone calls, no emails, no tweets. If you need me, it can wait for a week. That's about it. But let's get down to business. The whole idea of this week's show was to talk about hooking up on a boat. Did I think I was going to hook up with somebody on a boat? Hell motherfucking no. I did not think I was going to hook up with anybody. But your girl got away with it, which is amazing. Because like I said earlier, I was on my family vacation. We usually try to do vacation every summer. So this has been 2 years in the making, because I wasn't able to do last year because I was celebrating my first time at Vivid Radio. So I've officially, as of July 7th, I have spent 1 year at Vivid Radio SXM, also known as Vivid Radio, vividradio.com. So I was not only celebrating my first time on a cruise, but I was also celebrating my first day doing coming back to the SiriusXM airwaves as a producer. So it was great. So anyways, let's talk about the cruise. First of all, if you're like me and you're a complete virgin to, you know, going on a cruise, don't be scared. Everybody can get somebody if they wanted to, regardless if it's a family vacation, girls' night, or girls' week trip, boys' week. Anybody can get laid on a cruise, but you got to do it safely. Okay, so let's talk about it. I went through so many blogs trying to find out how to, you know, hook up on a cruise. The funny thing is, of course, when you mix in the word cruise and sex, they think it's actually the word cruising, which means seeking out gay men. That is the whole gay men trail. Shout out to gay rights. But seriously, it is so hard if you type in sex on a cruise or cruising for vacation. I love how a Periscope user bowed out as soon as I said gay rights for people. It's all right. So anyways, if you're trying to go on a cruise and you're trying to hook up, you know, make sure that first of all, you know, you got plenty of condoms, plenty of lube, all of that good shit, because nothing says, you know, happy cruise than coming back with not only a bad tan line, but also coming back with an STD. So to prevent yourself, make sure that you pack accordingly to your cruise. So meaning you got your sunblock, you got your lube, you got your condoms, you got your floaties, you got your flip-flops, you got more condoms, okay? You're gonna fucking need them. And especially if you don't want to pay the high prices that you're already gonna pay on a cruise, okay? We got the cheapest deal to get a suite, and oh my God, the suite was amazing. Private balcony, VIP access, plus we only had to pay $50 a day, which added up, $50 a day for 15 alcoholic drinks. Are you fucking kidding me? And if you're good to your bartenders, trust me, you won't hit that 15 drink max. Like, it will fuck you up. The only time your girl went crazy with her 15 drink max was, of course, on the last day. But let's get to that in a second. So everybody can get laid on a cruise if they wanted to. And this is how. First of all, this is where you're going to meet the potential chicks and the dudes on the boat. Especially if you're like me, 21 and over. It's kind of hard because people are on family vacations. There might be booze on the trip. So you might see a guy or a hot chick and be like, oh, fuck. This person's with somebody, because that's exactly how I felt 2 days into the trip. I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to have any hookups on this trip. It's actually going to be a family vacation in which I'm not hooking up with somebody, ironically. Okay, so let's talk about the potential places to meet people on the cruise ship. Okay, think about it. Bar. Everybody, when you get on the boat, you probably have maybe 2 minutes before someone's already offering you a drink. I swear to God. Okay. I check in my bags. I take my bags in by myself with my parents. And literally within 5 minutes, they see us without bags. And they're like, would you like a drink, ma'am? Would you like a drink, sir? Would you like a shot? Immediately. They are already trying to fuck you up. Fuck you up within the day. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, okay, you can go meet them, of course, in the jacuzzi. And if you're on Carnival, the great thing about them, and I think all cruises do this. So on the Carnival Inspiration that we were in the back of the boat, right above one other bar, there was this Serenity place in which there was a hot tub, two hot tubs, and all the sun deck chairs and instant bar service. They come to you, you tan, you do whatever the fuck you wanted, they give you drinks. So I saw that already. 15 drinks. Yeah, I was fucked up. We'll get to that. So I tried to stay good with my parents and try to drink like at least 5 or 6 drinks and try not to seem fucked up, but your girl was happy. So that's where I started meeting people, was between the bar and of course the Serenity Spa, where all the 21-year-olds started meeting each other. Okay, here's another thing. They on the cruises, you know, they want you to start mixing it up with people. So the cool thing is every night, besides doing like karaoke, watching the shows, gambling, drinking some more, you know, or you want to go dancing because they have a nightclub, the cool thing is at different times throughout the night, every night of the cruise until the last day, they have these meetups. So I saw at the last minute that they were having a 21 and over meetup. But of course, I didn't want to like leave and be by myself. So luckily, I ran into a mutual friend and we linked up and we started hanging out together. And we're like, shit, let's go find some guys. Let's find some people and just get a party going. Let's get everybody with us hammered, fucking hammered. So we did the 21 and over meetups each night, which is great because we all hit the bars, we all hit karaoke, and your girl dominated karaoke with her papa. And that's where the play comes in. So I'm singing karaoke or whatever, and I'm wearing like some nice dresses because your girl loves to go out in fashion. So I'm wearing low-cut shirts, low-cut dresses. I'm wearing, you know, like all my shit showed off in my assets, and I mean assets. My ass was good, my tits were looking right, my legs were looking right, and there's a guy who came up to me, and he's like, yo, can I borrow you a drink? I was like, well, I kind of have this drink card, but we could take a shot together. He's like, cool, so who are you traveling with? I was like, oh, my parents. And he's like, yeah, me too, and this is my brother. So we started hinking up, and he was like, so you sing any country music? Because I hear you, and you have a great voice for R&B and rock, but let me hear what else you got. And he's like, well, what are you drinking? I said, well, I'm a whiskey and beer chick. And he's like, oh my God, shut up. He's like, what kind of beer? And I was like, Bud Light Lime. And he's like, fucking marry me. And I was like, you're drunk, motherfucker, but you're cute. He had long hair. You can see the picture on Instagram. So anyways, we start talking, hanging out, chilling, whatever, cool things. Started singing again. He got impressed and he's like, yo, we should go dancing. So a whole group of us, there's like 10, 15 of us at this point, we started rolling up together. This is the Wednesday before we stop in Ensenada. So this is right after my kayaking adventure in Catalina. So the cool thing was, we linked up with everybody. And of course, all the 21 and over people were trying to get faded. There's guys, you know, with their e-cigs, which was full of weed. They're like, oh, shit, dude, we got weed. Like, you want to fucking take a hit? Take shots with us? And of course, I'm like, no, I'm good. I just want to drink because I don't trust people with weed. Mm-mm. If it ain't my product, I ain't trusting your weed. Okay? I ain't trying to get fucked up too much. So anyways, so we're having a good time or whatever. And start the fuck is what was going on. What the fuck is what was going on? What the fuck just happened on Mixler? Uh-oh. Mixler just froze on me. Oh my god. I hope I'm still alive, guys. Anyways, whoop-de-woo, we start doing our thing. And the cool thing was about this, we were all just having fun. No one cared how you were dancing. They let us freak dance. They let us grind on each other. And some of the cast, the crew members who are not supposed to even like hook up or link up with people, they started taking shots with us. So it was body shots, just shots after shots, drinks after drinks, dance offs. Your girl was just turning it out. So then what ends up happening? So I didn't hook up with long hair guy. And I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I'm still alive. So what happened was there was another guy with his boy. He was traveling. He's like, yo, can I dance with you? So we started dancing, and he loves hip-hop. Like, we were just vibing off of the fact that he likes hip-hop. So next thing I know, this guy is so fucking drunk. I didn't know how he was going to deal with me later. But he was so fucking drunk, and I spot my friend who I met with earlier. And so we lost each other at first. So I, like, go back, you know, she comes back to the bar, and I see her. And she's like, yo, Sapphire. But she calls me by my real name. She's like, yo, Sapphire, let's take a shot. So all of a sudden, homeboy comes up behind me, and he's, like, flailing my skull dress, which is, like, cut down, like, whatchamacallit, like rags, almost like in a raggy style. And he flings it up so everybody sees my ass. So I hear people say, yo, nice ass. This guy's like smacking it. And the girl's like, yo, what is going on? It's like, girl, you know what's up? I'm on vacation. Don't have to answer to nobody. I'm single. Fuck it. I'm gonna do my thing. Yes, your girl was drunk at this point. So then what happens is that we go all the way down to his deck. First of all, like I said, I was on VIP, so I was on the top fucking level, fucking V deck, what's up? And I'm just enjoying myself. So I was like, fuck it. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to go down to your E deck, which literally I freaked out because the E deck looked like the cabin suites that Jack stayed in on fucking Titanic. And all I'm thinking, he's Jack, I'm Rose. This boat needs to sink because I don't want to see this boat better not sink because I don't want to see a floating door and a gush of water just coming down. So like he's trying to pin me up against the walls of each cabin door and he's like, you won't kiss me here. And I was like, okay, fine, fuck it. So he starts like knocking on people's doors. Okay, this motherfucker was bold. And luckily like people were cool about it. So they closed their doors, whatever. So then we start making out. I was like, fuck it. Let's go to a dark hallway. Like, come on now. So we go to a dark hallway. We start making out some more. And he's like, man, I really want to fuck you. And I was like, well, where's your cabin? Because, you know, like, there's probably kids on this floor, like, and there's fucking cameras everywhere. And he's like, okay, we'll go to my room. So we go to his room. He throws me on the bed. Doesn't even let me take my, like, my dress off before all of a sudden he's just rolling down my panties. At first he wants to take it off with his teeth. So I'm like, no, motherfucker, these are my nice panties. Like, you're not fucking it up. He's like, all right, well, spread those legs open. So he spreads them open and we proceed to do the deed. Now, the sex was good, but it was a little loud. And I forgot that these walls are thin in these cabins. It's not like on the V deck where it's soundproof. Okay, they were lacy panties, girl. Be a bunny. But anyways, they were sexy panties. I didn't want to get them ruined. This motherfucker starts fucking me and I'm slamming my head. I'm not facing the bed like all the way down. I'm literally facing the bed towards the window. My back is to like the brim of the bed. And you can hear my fucking head pounding to the window. It's just pop, pop, pop. I was like, oh, fuck, like, just put me on the floor. He's like, no, fuck that. Picks me up, slams me against the door. And I'm thinking, oh, it's probably, like, an exterior room with one of his friends. No, it's some random. So we hear boom, like shut the fuck up kind of noise. I was like, okay, shit, maybe I need to calm down, chill out, Sapphire, it's gonna be all right. So then I proceed to slap back down on the floor, take control, okay? Take control and sit on top of his cock, and I'm riding him on this floor, and he's just saying all the raunchy shit. So he's like, yeah, you like this cock, don't you? Like, I'm the captain of this motherfucking ship. You're gonna take my fucking cock, ride me. So I start squirting. I'm like, oh Lord, here he goes. Like, we're not even doing like too much, but it was just, you're caught up in the moment, you're caught up in the sex and the heat, and like, oh my God. This is vacation sex. This is a sex at sea. This is something I've never fucking done in the world. And I'm excited right now because I'm finally getting some on the boat. So he's like, yeah, ride my fucking dick. You like this shit, don't you? Like, ride me. So then I come, and all of a sudden, I hear a knock. And then I hear the guy come in. It was his roommate walking in. He's like, oh, shit, fool. I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't notice you guys were, and he's like, well, get some. So he leaves, and of course I'm embarrassed. This guy doesn't come yet, he's like holding his load, like he was having whiskey dick, so he was still hard, but it was just like, oh my God, fucking come already, because I'm sore as hell. Now luckily, like I said, my panties were off, but my dress was not. It was just pulled down to my tits so we can like bite them, suck them, whatever. So I put my panties back on, tell boy like, yo, just come to sleep, I'm gonna leave. I was like, this is that time, I'm a little fucked up, you know, I'm gonna leave. So the guy that was fucking me chases after me. He's like, no, like, don't leave, like, maybe we can go upstairs somewhere. So I'm like, okay, we'll go upstairs. I didn't see anything that looked like a camera, but oh Lord, Carnival, I'm sorry if you see a sex tape of me on the boat. I don't know how much of a fine that is to fuck in a public place like that, but oh God, like, please do not arrest me for this. I love this, how everybody's like agreeing, like, a cruise is amazing, and you know what, it was somebody random. So anyways, we're in the hallway at this point, we're making out again, and this motherfucker gets bold. He's like, jerk me off. And I was like, okay. So I put my hands down his pants. He's like, no, fucking whip my cock out, and I want to splooge all over the fucking wall. And I'm like, you do know that you might have to walk up here and you might land in your own, you know, thing. And he's like, yeah, I don't fucking care. I'm going to leave my mark on this ship. He's like, fucking jerk me off so I can blow my load all over this motherfucking carpet. Well, he came. He came hard all over the fucking stairwell. And all of a sudden, I hear the elevator doors open. And here's this hot Norwegian chick that was serving me drinks earlier. And she's like, oh, sorry. Have fun, though. Not the first couple I've caught. Oh, my God. But his man juice was everywhere, as my girl Bia calls it. Man juice. I just call it sploosh. A load. I've never seen a load like that. That thing just went. He's like, I've been holding this load for 4 fucking days. I was like, yeah, I can tell. It's so, so, so close. It was so close to being glue. I thought I got it on me. I started freaking out. And of course, I leave him alone. It was great. It was good times. Good fucking times. And I'm telling you, was your girl safe? Hell yes, I was safe. I asked him when was the last time he had an STD screening. He showed me the test results on his phone. Date and all. That's how you get laid on a cruise. So where did I meet him? Multiple places. I met him at the karaoke bar. Then we go dancing. I end up trying to seal the deal with another guy. And I'm getting laid with another. Now, Thursday is the last night of the cruise. So everybody wants to go hard because it's the last night. So I'm thinking my parents want to go hard with me. I'm like, yo, let's like fucking rage, mom and dad. Let's go all out. They turn it in, but they're like, go have fun, you know, dance, whatever. So I go dancing. I'm drinking some more. Oh, yeah, it changed from the Lido deck to the Libido deck, all right. That's right, Sweet Pea. It did. So anyways, we're at the last final karaoke. I dominated once again. People are like, oh, my God, Sapphire, you're amazing. You're a great singer. And, of course, I used my name Sapphire and told them where to follow me. So then we go back to the bar, to the karaoke bar where all the other 21 and overs were meeting us up. And we're like, hey, it's Michael Jackson night. It's all night. We got to do it. Danced our asses off. Then all of a sudden, we see this hot chick. Now, this chick I saw the night before with another chick of mine. And I thought she was a lesbian with a gay boyfriend because the boyfriend looked hella gay. I thought she was, you know, having a beard session. But she was like, no, this is my boyfriend. And I thought she was hating on me because we start dancing. And I start dancing a little too raunchy. And I have, like, the fuck me eyes. Like, girl, like, I want to fuck you. But she wasn't having it. So then she tells me the next night, which is Thursday night, the last party. She's like, hey. I was like, hey, I'm so sorry if I look like a creeper. I just thought you were really fucking hot. And I see you dancing and everything. She's enjoying herself. She's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm totally turned on. In fact, you should go talk to my boyfriend real quick. And I'm like, okay, very weird. But all right, I'm never going to see you guys again. So fine, I'll fucking talk to your boyfriend. So I talked to her boyfriend. Next thing I know, he whips out a remote. And I'm like, wait a second, I've seen one of these. And he's like, how the fuck do you know about this? I'm like, well, I kind of work in the porn industry. I work for Vivid Radio. I talk about sex, and I used to have one of these vibes. It was the Wii vibe, the club vibe. He put his girlfriend on fucking vibrator panty mode, okay? So the club Wii vibe, it's amazing because when you're in a club, it literally pulsates to the sound of the music that the DJ's playing. Lexi, I knew you would love this story. And so the cool thing was that, you know, you could be halfway across the bar, she can be on the dance floor, and as soon as it pulsates, it will go to the rhythm, and you can say high, low, medium, whatever. So I was like, bullshit, your girlfriend does not have it on. I was like, give me the damn remote. So he gives me the remote, and the two chicks are dancing on top of each other. I found out that the chick is not, the other chick that I was hanging out with is not bisexual nor lesbian, but she was just like, I'm drunk, whatever, let's keep taking shots, she's cute, you're gonna get these panties off of this chick. So I was like, okay. So we start turning, I start playing around with it, and she's trying to see if her boyfriend's doing it, okay? So then she notices that her boyfriend doesn't have the remote, and she notices me. So all of a sudden, she takes me to the middle of the dance floor, pins me against the wall where there's these, you know, dark corners and where there's a bar table. Pins me up against there, and she's like, put your hands on my pants. I was like, okay. So I start cranking it up, and the girl's like, oh my God, this feels so fucking amazing. I want to take you back with my boyfriend. Like, we've been wanting to do a threesome, but we haven't had, like, chicks that are down to fuck. And I'm like, oh, well, shit, I'm down, but, you know, let's see what we can do. So we start making out. I start fingering her. I'm feeling her. I don't know at this point, though, if she came or if it was just, like, the sweat between us and the heat between us. But, man, I wanted to fuck her. But then I felt myself getting a little too tipsy, and I was like, oh, my God, I need to go get some munchies. So luckily, my crew was like, yo, it's time to get that pizza. We leave. And they're like, yo, I overheard that you work in porn. Is that for real? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, who has internet access to their phone? And they're like, I do. So everybody subscribe. And we're all talking. And then guess what happens? My dad cock blocks. I'm trying to seal the deal because the boy and his girlfriend follow us while we're getting pizza. And my dad, out of nowhere, being the scary black man that he is, who I love, comes up behind me. He's like, where the fuck were you? You know your mother's been worried sick. You know we got to leave early in the morning. Like, you got to go pack. And I was like, oh, shit. Dad, why? Why? He's like, yo, you better go now. And I was like, oh, my God. And so I say goodbye to all the people. I see the chick. And I see her. And she's just like, shaking her head like, you could have had this. Now I really wish I got her number, but I really was pissed because I really wanted to fuck this chick. This chick looked like, to me, in all honesty, Michelle Rodriguez. Okay? Michelle Rodriguez. And I fucking love her. I love Latina women. I just love women, okay? I like men, but I love women. I like men, but I love women. So who knows? Yeah, maybe she will find me. But I was just like, oh my God. I could have had two good lays All I got was a little finger action, and her pussy smelled amazing. Only got a little bit of finger play, but I did get some penis on the cruise. The safe way. Long story short, everybody, I had a great fucking cruise. And with that, I gotta take a sexy break. Too much is going on right now. I hope you guys are enjoying. This is your girl, Ms. Radio Sapphire, on the one and only Sapphire's Airplay on Mixler, on Podomatic. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere, because you know what's coming up. My favorite segment of all time, the Day Sex and Confused News. If you're on Periscope, don't you go anywhere. We're going to take an on-air shot together. So if you got a drink, I want you guys to start taking your shots now. If you have wine in front of you, get your fucking wine glasses out. We're going to cheers. I hope you guys like my story. We're going to talk about more how to get you laid on a cruise. And, of course, more Day Sex and Confused News on the one and only Sapphire's Airplay. And our first song of the night is called Don't Judge Me. Because that's right. You can't judge me. I'm a freaky girl, but I'm also a clean girl, okay? I might be a freak in the sheets, but I am a lady in the streets. And I'm sorry. Let my freak flat fly. Fuck anybody that's like, fuck this hoe. She's a fucking slut. No, fuck you. It's called I'm Taking Back My Slutuality. I'm taking back my sexuality. And I'm doing a good time doing it. So let's do it. Don't fucking judge me. Sapphire's Airplay coming to you right the fuck now. I'm Zen Tequila, living like Kenya Keeper. Yeah. I'm on the beach in Rosarita. Yep, I got my feet up. You wanna see them, pull a seat up. Cause we about to eat good. We've been working for the past years. Life's about to have to pay me back for all them past years. Right. Passing cashiers, all of my Visa cards. I hand my mama hella bags and tell her these are yours. Now we afford to buy cause my weeks of tours are having to finally pay me back. Cause yes, I need to tour. I need your boys. So no, you can keep the horse. Cause I ain't looking for a mammon. I need G's galore.
Girl, please don't judge me. No, please don't say you love me. Whoa, I'm young and I'm dumb and I'm turning up, turning up, turning up. Whoa, I'm young and I'm dumb and I'm turning up, turning up, turning up.
Hiatus. Yeah, I had them waiting, counted out, but I came around. I'm saying hi to your haters, cause hi. I'm about to make it. I'm about to take it to the majors, man. I'm tired of playing. I'm tired of having to be patient, man. We about to eat good. No more struggling now. We buzzing in town. My cousin and my brother been down to run for the crown. We about to make them woke if they sleeping, coming for y'all. We about to make a toast for the weekend. Cause I got me a check with my name on top.
Man, I got me a check with my name on top.
Let them know I'm about to make it happen for the kids up on the block. Cause the turn up don't stop. Yeah, don't stop. Tell them
yeah,
like,
please don't judge me. No, please don't say you love me. Whoa, I'm young and I'm dumb and I'm turning up, turning up, turning up. Whoa, I'm young and I'm dumb and I'm turning up, turning up, turning up. Whoa.
All right, I'm back. Did y'all miss me? Ooh. Oh my goodness. So this is your girl, Miss Sapphire, back live, full in effect. I'm excited. All right, so you know we got to get it cracking. We got to do it big right now. This is my favorite segment of the show. You know what it is. This is where I call out all the dumbass people in America. Oh my God. Oh my God. Let's talk about the dumbasses of the week. This is called the Day's Sex and Confused News, everybody. Are y'all ready for this? Are you ready for this?
Dazed, sexed, confused. Dazed, sexed, confused.
Dazed, sexed, confused. All right, everybody, here it is, your girl with, of course, the Dazed, sexed, and confused news. And if you don't know what the name of the game is, this is where I get a little crazy into calling out the dumbasses of America. All right. So usually what I do when I have a guest on my show on chocolateradio.net, where you can also watch Sapphire's Airplay and the rest of chocolateradio.net shows such as Fourth and Goal, Chocolate Radio the Live Show, Woman to Woman, I usually have my guests pick the fucked up titles or headlines, and they go in that order. So I'm not going to do that tonight, but we're just going to do it to you straight. So the first one, this was this was actually last month, but I just found this article. A man robs a bank using a sex toy disguised as a bomb. Okay, I've heard of people using sex toys as, you know, guns, or like the woman who called in a bomb threat thinking that someone left a bomb in front of, I think it was in front of a courthouse, and it ended up being a package for a dildo. Okay, but anyways, this man in Pennsylvania decided to use a bomb, a quote-unquote bomb, to rob a bank, okay? It just so happened to be a vibrator wrapped up in duct tape. First of all, you couldn't have used, like, a block of cheese, maybe just a wooden block. Maybe you could have just used, like, a perfume bottle. Why a dildo? Why the fuck is this man walking around with a vibrating dildo and wrapping it up in some duct tape? You're a dumbass, okay? So, 35-year-old Aaron Stein allegedly robbed a PNC bank in Crafton, Pennsylvania, after telling employees that he was carrying an explosive device. Oh, here we go. You not only are robbing the bank, but you're telling them you're going to carry this explosive bomb. Okay. Goes even more further. So police officer says that he had a bomb. He stated that he had a bomb. See, even people can take that on there, on the Periscope. Y'all can handle that on the Periscope. But anyways, the man said that he was taking the bomb, showing wires hanging from out of his shirt, and demanded cash. What kind of action movie were you watching to tell you I'm gonna rob a bank and demand money, but wrap up a vibrator? This just makes no fucking sense to me. So, anyways, the teller gave, you know, Stein, the robber, an amount of cash, but called 911 after he fled. So he was later arrested by an officer when he was spotted in his white Toyota sedan. Yeah, you deserve it because you were driving a white car. Why are all robbers, especially back east, always robbing places, but in the most distinctive cars? Okay? Use a bike. Fucking walk out like normal. Don't use a red, yellow, or white car. Be smarter. Hell, take the fucking bus and pull a Keanu Reeves, for God's sake. I'm not advocating it too much, but seriously, why? Why must robbers always use the most distinct, like, the most flashiest car or vehicle, or they just, you guys don't plan out shit right. It always ends up being a fucking yellow, hell, you could have used Uber, and I got a good story with Uber, but seriously, can you fucking steal a tricycle? What happened to bikes? And rollerblades. Fuck. Get creative, people. Anyways. The officer who was on duty at the time, he said, I spotted a little white Corolla with a male in it sitting in the parking lot. Oh, okay. So, shit. You're sitting in the parking lot near the scene of the crime. Yeah, you deserve to be arrested for this. He said, I stopped him. Another officer on the scene found money in a garbage bag inside Stein's car. If he was in the front seat, you're a dumbass. Okay. Beneath the front of the passenger seat, officers found the bomb, okay, that Stein is accused of using. Sumter said, this is his partner at the time, he said, it was made out of a box, black tape, vibrator, and cell phone. Too much motherfucking time on his hands. You should have just used the cell phone saying, I'm going to blow you up like they did in GTA 5. You're an idiot. Here we go. Some more. NBC News later says that Stein confessed to the robbery and claimed he never had a real bomb. Nevertheless, a bomb squad was called to the scene and robots removed items from the car. A briefcase was found in the trunk, but no explosives were found. What did they find? Maybe extra batteries, some lube, maybe some condoms, maybe some rope. You're dumb. Anyways, Stein also told officers that he lost all his money in the stock market last week. And this is dealing, the news headline happened around 6:24. So this is like 3 weeks ago. So anyways, he told the officers that he lost his money in the stock market and that he was desperate. Stein was charged on 9 felony counts, including aggravated assault, battery, robbery, threatening to use a weapon of mass destruction. Oh yeah, that sex toy was a weapon of mass destruction. He's also being charged with possessing a femicidal weapon of mass destruction. Don't know what happened to him, but enjoy prison, motherfucker. Enjoy prison. Was it fucking worth it? Was it worth it? I don't know. But speaking of bombs, here we go. Let's talk about Tinder fails, why don't we? A girl on Twitter, or Tinder, wants you to fart in her face, get her pregnant. So what are you waiting for? Sarah, age 23, she says, listen, I don't do games. I'm young and worked hard in school to be the best top surgical resident in my program. My path to being a pediatric surgeon is almost completed. I'm looking for an educated and near age, either white or black man, who can handle me because I fart a lot and I have a fart fetish. If you think this is for you, please join. Millennials, y'all sick in the head. And I know I'm part of the millennial age too, but y'all sick in the fucking head. Exactly. All right, what happened to being on Tinder and being like, hey, I want a decent man, but I'll tell you about my fart fetishes later. Gets even deeper, all right? This is what makes me upset. Sarah does not have a large problem. She's very social. Like she said, she wants to become a pediatric surgeon. But she wants some guy to fart in her face and give her sperm and give her your sperm. All right? I don't understand. It goes on. She's saying, I'm looking forward to being pregnant in the next year or two. So don't pass me by, people. Take a chance on me. Okay, Sarah, whatever you say. I understand that, you know, medical school is up the wazoo and, you know, anybody will pay to fart probably in your face. But seriously, you're willing to get knocked up in the next 2 years while getting farted in the face. Enjoy pink eye and enjoy labor and delivery. How about that? I don't know what else to say about that. I've heard some fucked up shit. But never in my life have I seen a chick post on Tinder. I want to know where exactly this bro found out. I wonder where this bro found this chick. I really want to know where the fuck they do that. Someone on Periscope just said, Sarah made his dick hard. Well, you know what? Kudos to you. Go fart in Sarah's fucking ass and mouth. She'll probably love it. No longer will you have to say, oh, she blew me away because you blew her away. All right? But seriously, enjoy the pink eye. If pink eye is your thing, fuck every bitch in the face and fart on her. Shit on her chest. Do whatever the fuck you want to do, okay? Enjoy it. Fucking fart on and piss and do all that bodily fluid. You ain't doing it to me. You will never see on my Tinder profile, hey, looking for someone to fart in my face and blow me away and, oh, give me your baby batter. Really? Fuck gas explosion at this point. This bitch is asking for weapons of mass destruction. Hey, I get it, Sarah. I get it, Sarah. It's all right. You probably just want to explore new adventures. You're like, fuck med school, fart in my face. Fuck med school, shit on my arm. It's fine, Sarah. Cool beans, girl. Do you, boo. Just don't do it on the Tinder. Just don't do it on the Tinder. Or you might as well, you know what? Why don't you do this? Hit up the man in Pennsylvania. You guys can rob banks and shit on each other and fart in each other's faces while using sex toys as bombs. Do that. Seriously. And while you're at it, I love to travel. What's on your sex bucket list? I know this is definitely not going to be on my sex bucket list. I'm not afraid of heights, but this is some crazy shit. There's a hotel in Peru that is just glass pods above a 400-foot cliff. Shit you not. Seriously, just do me a favor and look at this website. And the hotel is located in Sacred Valley, Cusco. And they said that they claim on their website, we've created an amazing mountain adventure for people without any experience. You could try 7 zip wires, aka zip lines, climb a rock facing the Ferrata, and the zip line, the mountain. Or better yet, imagine one night in a 400-foot mountain closer to the stars at the Sky Lodge Adventure Suites. That takes sex to a whole different world, okay? I know there's people out there that love daring sex, and hell, I did say on the Tinder, I mean on Tinder, on the Periscope earlier that you all should be daring. If you're going to Peru this summer and you happen to go to the Sky Lodge Adventure Suites, please fuck in this type of mountain, okay? This is what the pod looks like on Periscope. Would you fuck in something that looks like a round casket that should be underwater? Because I sure in the fuck won't. I know how accident prone I am. God knows if some man pins me against that wall, we going down. And I'm not talking about we going down like figuratively. No, we're going down like we're gonna fucking die. You want to kill Sapphire? Fuck me in a hotel 400 feet off of the... No. The Via Ferrata is a steel type ladder and cable system hooked up to climb 300 meters on the cliff face. To descend, you have either the option of using a rappel or using a 7 interconnected zip line. Fuck that shit. Having sex suspended 400 feet in the sky is a bucket list for the ages. I understand, but I ain't that stupid. I'm sorry, I'm probably about to offend all my white listeners and watchers, but that's some white people shit. Okay? Everybody knows I mean no harm when I say that, but that's some white people shit, okay? You ain't seen no brothers and sisters getting up on a mountain saying, oh, baby, let's go fuck in the air. Okay, we're going to Peru. Okay, we're going to fuck in a glass casket. Oh, hell no. No. And that's where I stop. But seriously, the whole entire experience starts out at $300 a night. Okay, so you might as well get a bang for your buck. If you want to do it, fuck it. Get your lady. You guys do it together. $600 even. Do it one time. There you go. But seriously, no. Because you know what? I like to get fucked up on vacation. Can you imagine taking a drunk Sapphire 400 feet in the sky on a mountain cliff and trying to fuck a drunk Sapphire? Yeah, no. Can you imagine rolling over the next morning thinking that you're like nice and cozy, surrounded by ceilings and floors and all that? No. And you look like you're about to fall? I don't know about you. I'm a violent sleeper. Okay? When I wake up, I beat people's asses in my sleep. Okay? I wake up beaten off. And I'm talking about beating ass. Okay? Just not happening. But if thrill is your thing, kudos to you. You know what else is thrilling? This couple. Westlake, Ohio, I'm going to say a prayer for y'all, because they received complaints about a naked man and a naked woman standing outside of a parked car in a commercial parking lot at 12:20 in the fucking morning. An overnight worker spotted the couple in the company's parking lot, called the cops, and then watched the man and woman hop in the car and drive away over a curb, over a tree lawn, according to the New York Daily News. Goes on even further, all right? When the officers pulled over the vehicle, they found Alexandria Marr, who's 24, behind the wheel eating a slice of pizza with her passenger, 33-year-old Kenneth Gillespie, who was cradling an open beer can in between his feet. So not only are these motherfuckers naked, they're drinking beer and they're eating pizza. Turned down for what? All right? Both were without a stitch on. Literally. No socks, no shoes, no panties, no bra, no shirt, no problem. What the fuck? I've all heard about car sex, but this is some bullshit. Okay? So then the police order the couple to get out of the car and tell them to put clothes on. Of course, the man only had a sweatshirt and underwear with him, which were in the back seat. So police gave him shoes and an old pair of jail pants. Wow, you guys just happen to have that rolling around in your police car. Cool. The lady refused a breathalyzer test and was arrested for operating a vehicle while intoxicated. She was released into custody of a relative but jumped out of the car on the ride home. Wow. How fucked up were you? Police found her wandering around the road 2 hours later and arrested her again this time for disorderly conduct while intoxicated. The man, who was also on probation for a drug charge earlier, was arrested for disorderly conduct, public indecency, as well as having, of course, an open container. He later pissed himself in the back of the police cruiser. Of course they did, because, you know, they're naked and turned down for what? But it seems like it's the truth now. I've done a couple of reports lately this year, and I think that 2015 has not only become the sex toy running bandit, but also the underwear stealing and naked, just the year of the naked chases. Remember the naked woman that I told you led people on a 5-mile chase in Ocala, Florida? Yeah, that happened. Or what about the other woman who left her husband and child in the car and she ran off the street at a rest stop naked? Hey, I guess that's the only way to leave your family if you're in a divorce, but strip down naked. But there you guys have it. The day sucks and confused news. I don't know what else the fuck to say, but these last few words. We're coming up on the final stretch, everybody. You know it's time for the Sapphire's Ear playlist. This is where I tell you what your sex playlist this week should consist of. So I found out that my boy Tyrese, he landed his own independent release. And I'm going to cheers it because it's such a great album. But go and download Black Rose by Tyrese. And it's been rumored to say that this is his final album. I hope it's not true, because if you want some sexy start to finish music, play this. He says it's that leave it in music. And if you guys don't know what that means, leave your dick in, leave your fingers in if you're fucking your lady. It's going to be a long night. Like, it's a short album, but you want to put this shit on replay. Hot. Oh, we have a common person, and I know Tyrese, or I know of him. Let me just say he lives down the street from my uncle. Go figure. But here we go. There's a new chick on the block. Her name is Snow the Product. That's T-H-A. Product. All right, Snow the Product. She has this mixtape out right now that's called Good Nights and Bad Mornings 2, and also her latest release that came out 2 weeks ago was called The Rest Comes Later. This girl is straight fire. That was the girl that I was playing on our sexy time, which was Don't Judge Me featuring Ty Dolla Sign. Definitely check out my girl Snow the Product. And of course, everybody's been talking about Lil Weezy, Lil Wayne. So any Weezy head out there, honestly, I kind of like the FWA mixtape. That's also called Free Weezy Album. It's not an album. It's actually a mixtape. And this is his first ever mixtape since he left Cash Money. And it's very interesting. Lil Wayne is back. I've been missing old Wayne. I've tweeted out many times on my Twitter about, you know, how Weezy needs to make a decent comeback, and he kind of did. And straight fire, y'all. Like, I did a Periscope earlier. I think I did it on Saturday night. I was driving to my friend's kickback, and you guys probably heard some beats from Weezy if you were on Periscope. But seriously, Weezy's back with his free Weezy album, so definitely check it out. Another person you need to check out, my boy Prince, and check out the new song Hard Rock Lover, all put in one word. And yeah, girl, I heard about Weezy throwing drinks, but you know what? That's not the biggest news. This is the biggest news. Waking up to hear that 50 Cent is broker than a motherfucker. 50 Cent just claimed bankruptcy. So does that mean you got to take back your name now? Like, you don't got any money, so you shouldn't even be called 50 Cent. Maybe negative 0.5. Negative 0.5 is 0.50. Oh, my God. But seriously, bankrupt? For real? You are the executive producer of Power, which is, like, the number one show right now on Stars and for cable television. You endorsing fucking water. But I guess, you know, it's safe to say we are going through a drought, so I guess the water business is not holding up, but what the fuck? You know what? I'm just going to end it on that note. Like, cheers and RIP to 50 Cent. I mean, manage your money better, 50. Like, I guess if you go around with the name 50 Cent, I mean, it only You ain't like Rick Ross, how, you know, your bitch bad and got a lot of money. Nah. Bag of money, Nah. And let's be honest. 50 Cent off his music skill hasn't been right since the massacre. Sorry. Anybody who's a 50 Cent hand, like, no, seriously, he is the new MC Hammer. Fuck that. He's the new MC Hammer and fucking Wesley Snipes, who just so happened teased that there might be a Blade 4 coming out. And I'm fucking excited. Because let's face it, you know, sparkly vampires and all that, y'all are cute, but give me some fucking Blade any fucking day. So Blade 4 might be coming out. And speaking of Comic-Con news, I wish I went, but I didn't. But your girl did check out the new trailers for The Walking Dead and, of course, Fear the Walking Dead, which I'm excited about. It finally comes out with a date. August 23rd is coming out with Fear the Walking Dead, which is going to take place before the whole zombie apocalypse, and you'll find out how everything outbroke. And, of course, LA, baby. And, of course, in October, you've got to stay tuned for The Walking Dead. If you have not seen any of the trailers, it's the best 2-3.5 minutes of your life. You got to check it out. Speaking of trailers, Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. I'm definitely going to be seeing that. Woo! Ooh, Bia, you're going to be at PalmCon. Nice. But Sharknado 3, you know your girl's all over it, because I did pay tribute to Sharknado last year for Halloween. Best fucking costumes ever that I make for Halloween. But seriously, Sharknado 3, oh hell no, is coming out in 2 weeks. Actually, no, fuck it. It's coming out next week. Oh hell no. That's what it's called. For real. I come back from Ensenada, check the mail. My dad's like, Sharknado 3, oh hell no. I was like, Dad, I thought you liked those movies. He's like, nah, that's the name of the title. So it's coming out next Wednesday on Sci-Fi. Woo! Might be doing a Periscope drinking game to that, because I am not missing it. And it comes out on my dad's birthday. I'm so excited. But Sharknado 3, oh hell no. Fear the Walking Dead, check that out. Walking Dead trailer, check that out. Possible Blade news, Blade 4, please, 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 please fucking come out. And with that, y'all, this ends another segment of Sapphire's Earplay on the one and only Sapphire's Earplay on Mixlr, oneandonlymixlr.com. You can also check me out on the podcast, on the Twitter, on Instagram, Ms. Radio Sapphire. If you have Podomatic, if you subscribe onto iTunes, you know what to do. Click the like button, share this shit, fucking rate me, okay? The next person to rate me, you might get something new. And I said rate, R-A-T-E, okay? Rate me on iTunes. You give me a good enough rating on iTunes and rate the podcast, well, something might happen to you. You might get a little something special from Sapphire herself. Who fucking knows? But I can tell you this. Keep in touch with me, Ms. Radio Sapphire, on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Podomatic, of course, on fucking Periscope, Ms. Radio Sapphire, MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. And for all the posers trying to pose as me, fuck you. There's only one Ms. Radio Sapphire, and it's me. My black ass, my naturalness. Sometimes you'll see me with makeup on, sometimes you won't. But you know what you always see me with? A glass of wine. And on that note, safe sex is the best sex. I'll see you guys next Monday, right here, Mixlr.com, Ms. Radio Sapphire, and of course, Periscope.com. Ms. Radio Sapphire. Add me, y'all. Ms. Radio Sapphire everywhere.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.